and the glory, the salvation that's all in your Son. Lord, thank you again that you are so beautiful and wonderful and patient, long-suffering, kind, full of mercy, grace, and truth. And Lord, thank you that we all just come and we come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, we all have need. We need help. And Lord, all that mercy and grace, just all there. Thank you, Lord. Let us enjoy it today. Let us just go in and get it. God, just again, give us a line to come out with, Lord. Just a little thought, just one little thing, Lord Jesus. Let us just surrender to you this morning. Thank you for the anointing of your love. Thank you for this gathering in your name. Thank you for the promise that you're here. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open up your Bibles, we're going to be a lot of places. So here we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and then we'll go over to Ephesians chapter 4. Stay right around there because we're going to head in Paul's Gospels, Paul's epistles today. So thank you, Jesus, in Paul's Gospel. Hallelujah. All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together." Isn't that wonderful? Comfort yourselves together and edify. That means spiritually encourage one another, even as also ye do. So continue on in it. And then, so sweetly, again, Brother Paul expressing this to the saints at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. And it says there that, "But speaking truth in love." But speaking truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And I thank God, brothers and sisters, that encouraging one another in the love of God, there is nothing more inspiring, there's nothing more powerful. And I thank the Lord, this is how we become the mature body of Christ in him. It's the love of God. Paul, as we'll see today, was used so magnificently because of the love shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Ghost. Paul was in such an anointed vessel because of the knowledge of the love of Christ that wasn't just something that flowed into him, but it was something that fully flowed in and fully flowed out. I thank God of always hearing the message of the difference between the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. The Dead Sea receives water. You can think about one that receives truth. But the reason it's dead, it gets the inflow, but it never flows out. It becomes stagnant. It just becomes something that's unhealthy. But the Sea of Galilee is teeming with life because water continues to flow in and flow out just as abundantly. And praise be to God, may we be that precious conduit. As the Lord allowed Hezekiah, I think of that precious king. The Lord used him in such a mighty way. It says that he was encouraged, even in the natural, to bring water to the people, that he was able to bring that water. He was a king that, again, yielded to God, and the Lord mightily brought the word of God through that reign. But brothers and sisters, Brother Paul, he did exhort. He did even rebuke. But it was his words of love and spiritual encouragement, which I'm confident, whether it was in their lives or whether it is in my life, that are the biggest gains, praise God, in the words that he spoke to cause me to be fully purposed in Jesus Christ. And the Lord, I believe, today has laid this in such a magnificent way to see more of the beauty, the power, the necessity. The Word of God calls it in Proverbs, the apples of gold. Have golden apples ready. Amen. I love having golden apples ready. That's the love of God. That's that wonderful honey that's always readied to speak truth and love. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I thank the Lord, praise God, that I've had brothers and sisters around me through my life that have given me truth in love. I was thinking about precious Sister McGuire. Those that are here knew she went to be with Jesus here not too long ago. What a vessel, praise God, of the love of God. appreciate this brother when they came in here. You know, he's trying to learn everybody's name, just so many people. But he remembered Sister McGuire, and he said, okay, we'll just call her Jesus Lady. And it was Jesus Lady just because she's so shining, just because of the joy of the Lord, her strength. And I thank the Lord for that precious sister in my life. All these years, knowing her from a little child, and thanking God for those prayers that she prayed for me. Not again to magnify the vessel, but the treasure in the earthen vessel. Those letters and cards that many of us have received from her over those years. Such a quiet vessel, such a vessel that most would just pass on by in life. But God used her so mightily in these apples of gold, praise God, in always having the honey. A heart in tune, praise God, that was always there to be ready to give encouragement to someone. And it was always timely because it was of the Lord. It was always timely because she waited on God and she was used of the Lord. And I think of, this was a sister that had no iPhone, no computer, no nothing like that. She left that long time ago. But she had, praise God, the joy of the Lord and the love of God in her heart. And she would never let a moment go by that it wasn't used of the Lord to pick up a phone or to write a letter to encourage in us the love of Christ that is present in you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God help us. We do need to look for and compliment the love of God in one another. We do need to be quick, praise the Lord, to praise God. And it's God, it's not the vessel. But it is the treasure in the earthen vessel. When we see those wonderful expressions of the love of God, the mercy and grace growing in one another, we need to give that sincere response. Thank the Lord for Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you perceive the love of Jesus, and I'm talking about, yes, there's a discernment in our hearts for the love of God. I pray we all have that. But you can see it in people. Thank the Lord for it. Take them aside and say, you know what? I rejoice. I am encouraged by the love of God in your life. I thank the Lord for what he's doing. I appreciate the stand. Young people, I thank God that you would come. Hallelujah. In this day, in this age, yeah, there's many things pulling. But to know, praise God, the wealth, the value of life is in Christ and Christ alone. Thank you, Jesus. These are the things that I would hope that we would have, that heart of Paul, that love that poured forth from him. He couldn't help himself. Listen to just a few of the words that he said. A lot of folks said, well, what do you mean by that? Well, have you ever really read his letters to these wonderful churches and thinking how he would start and even how he would finish? Look at in Philippians 1, verses 4 through 6. Here's how he starts his letter. Always, in every prayer of mine, this is the fourth verse of the first chapter of Philippians, always, and in every prayer of mine, for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. This is the guy that, let me tell you something, yeah, as far as knowing the truth, he knew the truth. Brother was saying, as far as a light, praise God, what a brilliant light. But thanks be to God, he didn't come in there and say, oh, look at all the truth I know, or you need to listen to me. Praise God. He was thanking the Lord for the work of the grace, the love, the truth, the mercy of God that was encouraging him. This joy that he had, hallelujah, to think, praise the Lord, from receiving that truth, that I would have the joy of the Lord like that in my heart. That would encourage the likes of an apostle Paul. How many of us, by the grace of God, and you knew it, and it wasn't because of you, but it was because of the grace of God with you, as you received the truth, praise the Lord, that you would encourage, and not to lift anybody up, but the likes of a Brother Hill. Or as Brother Hill took the word of God, the likes of a Brother Copley. Hallelujah, I'm so thankful. I know we're just men, we're just women. But I'll tell you one thing. I know that Christ in you, and you in you is the hope of glory. This is what it's all about. And thank you, Jesus, that hallelujah. I'm getting it more and more. It's just like I said, he'll appear that second time to those that love his appearing, that are looking for his appearing. Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, it's looking and loving his appearing, but it's loving his appearing. That's why people that are truly in tune with bridal truth, you pant to get in here. Oh, my goodness, it's Tuesday. Why can't Wednesday roll around? Friday night prayer meeting, here we go. Camp time starting. I love it that we go to the mountain, but we go to the mountain all the time. If you just enter into what God is doing, hallelujah, what he has given. I'll tell you what, it's mountain all the time. Oh, it's some sweet valley too. But we end up singing on the mountain and singing in the valley. Hallelujah. But then you go over. I didn't get to finish this. Get so excited, I don't want to pass it up. And he says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful when you have a brother or sister in Christ that doesn't come to you and say, gosh, you're such a failure. Why don't you just remove yourself? As opposed to saying, praise God, he's faithful. And even when we believe not, he's still faithful. And praise be to God, he's begun this good work in you, and he'll perform it. Not that I'm confident in you, and don't you be confident in me. But I'm confident of one thing, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Going over to Colossians, look at the encouragement he gives to them. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Notice there was that prayer, always, that encouragement. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints. You talk about an apple of gold. Now that's not, again, just stroking somebody. That's getting something perked up in my heart. This man loves Christ in me. This man isn't looking for anything that I can give him. But praise be to God, because of the work of Jesus in my life, I've already given to him. He's receiving, praise the Lord. And praise God, the joy of the Lord that Paul is receiving from these saints. And he can't help but tell them how happy he is for Christ in them, the hope of glory. Going over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. See, he didn't have to get to know them personally. He knows them spiritually. And how does he know them spiritually? Was it by how many houses they built, or how many people were in the church, or how much they were widely known because of their great works? Nope, there's a theme. It's always the love. It's always faith. Praise God. Listen to this. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly. Isn't that wonderful? He's thanking God that their faith is growing. So we know this, that they're hearing the word and hearing more of the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It wasn't that their faith was growing because they had big meetings, or they had great song services, or they had great ministers, or they had great anything. It was growing because of one thing, the word of his grace. Amen. It was because of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all towards each other abounds. Abounds. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Now that is awesome. You talk about receiving the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. These guys were even happy in tribulation. What a testimony. Paul, praise God, was being encouraged. And we know where Paul was going to end up. You think he needed that encouragement? Yes, he did. And he needed to be encouraged by the saints. And how was he encouraged by the saints? By the saints receiving the word of his grace. By growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it is. Brothers and sisters, God help us to be looking in one another. Hallelujah. For Christ in us, the hope of glory. That would be the encouragement, the passion in our hearts. This is what's amazing here, is the passion of the love in Paul's words, the abundance of the love of God in his heart. And brothers and sisters, that's what's sometimes missing in those who know a lot of truth. Amen. That's what's so sad that's missing sometimes, even in great ministers of the Bible. God help us not to lack the greatest of the power, the Spirit's love, to let people know that you love them and you love the evidence of Jesus Christ in them. How did they know that they were Christians? It was because they're loved one for another. Amen. I've walked into some very cold places of Christians. I'm thankful for churches that are encouraged to have different ones from this meeting come out. Will you come out and pray for people to receive the Holy Ghost? Praise God. I thank God for that humility. But I'm so thankful to God it's here. And you fight to defend that. I would rather us be a little more abundant than in loving than sometimes even appropriate. But I think abundant loving should be appropriate. You get it? I'm sure I'll get some cards and phone calls. But some find it hard to tell people that you love them. I do not believe true bridal saints have a hard time telling people you love them. Amen? I've had people ask, well, do you really love me? I thank God that I love you, because if not, I'd be hitting you with a stick. That's between that person and God. I tell you what, and I've told you time and time again, there was a brother I learned so much truth from. So much truth from over the years. And I was thankful to God, still thankful to God. I know that the Lord used him mightily to preach word to me. I told that brother time and time again, every time he preached the word. I was just a young person, 17, 18, all the way up to my early 20s. Every time. Because I couldn't help it. I love you. I love you. I love you. That brother never told me he loved me. Never. Knew the Bible like very few people I've ever met, knowing the Bible. I hadn't seen him for a long time. I didn't know what I would say. But there we were, and I was walking up to greet him. And it was so sweet. The only thing I could say was, I hugged him and said, I love you. And so sad. All he could do was stand there, cold and shocked. That the love of God. Aren't you thankful that the love of God surprises you and other people? Thank you, Jesus. See, love edifies. Love is the testimony of the sincerity of the Word of God alive and working in us. It is. It's the testimony of the love of God alive and working in us. And yes, the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost always has truth. But without truth in love, it profits nothing. Isn't that something? How somebody could be cold giving out the word of God. But if you're receiving it in love, the word of God never returns void unto him, does it? Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Jesus. But I thank God that we got a double portion. I'm so thankful that by the grace of God, we have this. The full power of the Holy Ghost is his love readied in us, ever looking for opportunity for saints, hallelujah, that have the evidence of the working of his love and mighty power in them. Praise God. Amen. You've got a smartphone. Let it be wise in the Lord. I love you. Send. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord for him. Oh, just thinking of you, praying for you. Praise God. It's okay. Have them block you. But they won't. It's good. That's the power of the love of Jesus. See, I don't want to come in here and just drop word on you. By the grace of God, I want to have a follow through. Amen? Wasn't that Paul? He, by the grace of God, there was that nurturing, encouraging in the sincerity of truth And the evidence, hallelujah, complimenting the work of Christ Jesus in the people, quick to tell them about the joy that you receive from the working of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. It's vital. I thank God it's present here. But it needs to be even more abounding and more abounding. And brothers and sisters, this isn't, again, shining somebody. This isn't being syrupy, that type of a thing. No. This is truth in love. Amen. This is that. This is what Paul was speaking of. The joy he received was because of the love of Jesus. And the love of Jesus because of the word of his grace. And how do we know all that? How could you say that? Because of faith. Faith can't come by anything else but by the word. Amen? But then praise God, it wasn't just delivered in a sense, this maybe harshness or coldness of just receiving the word, but it was truth in love. That was the changing. That was the effectual work of that power that was going on. See, even children in the natural, we know this. They've done studies, and we don't even need to do studies. We can see it. Those children that have positive reinforcement grow up more secure. They grow up with more love in a lot of ways. Without it, you get insecure. Without that positive reinforcement, you can even feel that you're not loved. Studies prove that children that are complimented and rewarded with positive compliments when they exude good behavior, they grow more confident. They believe that they're appreciated. They believe that they're useful to a family. They become more productive. They become better learners. I've always felt it's about environment. I think that there's certain ones that might be gifted on either side of the spectrum in a way, but I've always believed it unquestionably. It's all about nurturing. It's all about environment. How much more so in the people of God? And it is the truth. He said, we're all born little lords of all. Amen. So I'm telling you what, you may think you're ahead of somebody. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. You're all the same. You got all that wonderful potential. But it's how much of Christ in you, the hope of glory, you're going to allow to mature in your life. It's how much you're going to be fed the word of God. Just like Paul said many times, he said, you guys, I tell you what, and this is when he would get after him. He said, you know, who's bewitched you? He'd go in there and say, no, wait a second here. You ate meat before. You should be eating meat. Matter of fact, you should be teaching meat. And yet now you have need to go back and just feast on milk because you're acting like a bunch of babies. You went back, you withdrew. You got into self-works. You got into legality. Running around like the crazy Corinthians. Oh, we need something more here. Well, that was just like Moses when he went up there. Comes right back. What are they doing? Worshiping a golden calf. Settle down in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Settle down. Amen. Put away those childish things. Grow up in our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's done so much for us. Well, the least we could do is take it all and grow up in him. Amen. But see, this is the building up. This is the confidence, praise God, that the wonderful evidence of the love of God working in someone when you encourage them. I was even thinking about my puppy dog. She's getting old now, but I'll tell you what, that dog could hunt with the best of them. It was a wonderful hunting dog. I'd take that dog out early on. Dwayne, Dan knew. I had people offer me thousands of dollars for that dog. Wanted to sell him, but Polly would not sell our daughter. But that dog that we often referred to as Queenie and all these different things, you'd never think that that was a barn dog, hunting dog around our house, sitting in the chairs, bad dog, bad parents. But we love that dog. But see, I'd take that dog out and I'd hunt with other hunting dogs that were great hunting dogs. And she was second to no dog hunting. But the difference of those dogs is those dogs, when they were finished, they put them in a pen. And they tell people, don't you touch that dog. They're just for hunting. Well, I'm so thankful I got a double portion dog. He was for hunting and she was for petting. And hallelujah. Why not? Why not? See, they didn't want anybody in any contact with those dogs. Well, I had a dog I wanted to be in contact with. I wanted that dog to be treated well and all those things. And you know what? God still made that dog a fine hunting dog. Praise God. Little things if we just pay attention. But see, when we encourage and edify one another like we do in this meeting, praise God, it's a wonderful thing. Sure, it's always truth in our testimony and by the grace of God, faith and love, but it's also in our words. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord and praise God, the Lord, as you're talking to someone. The privilege that I know that you have, but that you're giving to me, that you're yielding to God. I thank God for people that come to church that hear the word of God. I thank the Lord for those that fight the good fight of faith. I thank God for those that are in great trial, and that's every one of you, that are not giving up. That by the grace of God, you're feasting on the word, you're arising, and you're walking on. And I thank the Lord that you don't give up. And I thank God that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm so thankful to God that I know it is Christ in you that is that power. That you know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loved you. That is the wonderful encouragement, praise God, that we need more and more and more in this meeting. Now, you'd think that you couldn't keep people out of here. But I'm going to tell you something. No one ever loved like Jesus, and they put him on a cross. Huh? Well, you'd think, well, what do you mean? You know, I get people in here that come in here first time, most every single time. I know those people love me. I know those people have the love of Jesus. But more often than not, when someone comes in here, that was the last time they came. They just keep coming in, coming out, flowing in, flowing out. I'm so thankful that they saw the love of Christ. But why don't people want the love of Christ? Because people want love on their own terms. They want to go in their own love. How about our world today? We talk about love, love, love. Well, where has the love of the world got the world? How's it working for you, huh? It ain't working. It'll never work. Because there is only one love. There's only one love. And God is love. And God loves so much, he gave all his love in Jesus. And I thank the Lord, we have it all right there. But see, we're going to all go marching off and do the things that we want to do. But God said, oh, no, you're not. It's going to be in my son. And that's exactly what it is. And I say, as we close this up, let's stay in the love of Christ. Let's grow more and more in the love of Christ. Admonishing one another in love. Encouraging one another in love. Looking for opportunities not to correct. Looking for opportunities not to be condescending with our comments. But grace in our lips, mercy in our hearts, pure joy of the life of Christ, and the joy of the Holy Ghost that's working in people. Amen. Amen. Think about this, brothers and sisters. He didn't tell everybody to go on out there, Brother Paul. You know, God set him in a place, and there were times that things needed to be done. And Brother Paul was encouraged of the Lord to do it. Let me tell you something. It's not an easy thing. But he left that to God. And he left that to that place that God gave the sufficiency for. But he didn't send these people out with marching orders. Now you go ahead and, you know, continue just to judge, correct, condemn, and do all of those different things. Paul never did that anyways. He did correct them in love. But he told those brothers and sisters, abound in love more and more and more and more. And I'll tell you this, and it's so sincere. I thank the saints of God. I thank so much Jesus for your lives. By the grace of God that enriched me. And I can tell you truthfully, by the grace of God, I would not be the pastor I am today without the love of the saints. That's how he uses us. Don't you get it? This is the body of Christ. Yes, all the supplying is from the head. But I thank the Lord. It's the wonderful joints of the body that are compacted and fit together. Those that want to be. And especially when you're talking about that rib portion, that rib gets really scrunchy. Because she's a body within the body. But we need to appreciate. Amen. And I thank God for your prayers. And I thank God again to be able to pray for you. And I thank God for the great love wherewith I am loved, even in the saints. And I thank the Lord because he gives me that wonderful vision often. I get the privilege of reaching over that mercy seat with you. Amen, sis. Touching those wonderful wings. But we don't look at one another. We're just looking at him. And oh, how that supplying goes back and forth as we look upon the blood of the Lamb. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name and grateful again for your body. Thank you again for your supplying. Thank you again and again and again, Lord, that they do. They know that we're Christians because of our love one for another. Lord, help us to go on in that love. And Lord, as this world changes and even man's opinion may change, God, may we just stay in the love of Christ, which never changes. It's perfect. It's full. Lord, thank you for this wonderful ministry that is yours, that you've given all these years, Paul's gospel. Thank you, Lord, that we rejoice in it. And as Brother Paul said, that our love would abound more and more toward one another. That there'd be a desire in every one of our hearts to want to gather more and more for the fellowship of the gospel of Christ. Praise God for the full gospel. Thank you for every life that's here this morning, for everyone that might even be new here today. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And he loves you so much, he's got a message for this day and this age. He wants you to be in his bride. And Lord, thank you that we can receive. And Lord, we know that you give it all, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.